Option.
Recorded live.
Greetings, Zogling, Ligger, and Manzarath clowns across the fruited nutted Zog Plain. In the open air, coast to coast nut house, we call Zog Babylon the third and the final. But this show, as always, is aimed at the lost and the found sheep of Israel's race, ye who did hear the call. The chosen seed that Christ chose. Greetings. This is episode number 122 of the Movement Turd. Tonight is the 14th of May, 2012. And last night was usually Sunday night when I usually go ahead and record it, but there is one show that is sort of sacred, so I can go ahead and get a further MD in Uyghurology, and that's called Survivor. And so tonight's show is called Surviving Zogbot Mamzers. Now, I was, I was pretty well looking at Survivor, and they had a real smart white girl win, and I approved. I really don't mind women winning as long as they're cute and blue-eyed and pretty and smart, and as opposed to faggots and niggers and beaners and all these other sort of critters. And essentially, rather beautiful, smart girl went ahead and took charge of all the little heifers and pretty well voted off all the stupid critters with dicks off. And she went ahead and won the $1 million. So I'll go ahead and congratulate her. Her name was Kim something or another. She wasn't the cute, cute girl, but on the other hand, she was the sort of cute, really smart girl who had a natural degree of intelligence. Anyway, you abandoned us for the kike cinematics, and the answer is, didn't abandon you at all here. You're here, ain't you? Which you betcha. Anyway, now the name of this show is Surviving Zogbot Mamzers, and the late Robert Frantz, who wrote, I think, was the best white nationalist webpage bar none, including Patrick Henry, including all the other ones that came up, he used to say that three-quarters of the critters in the Zogland are altogether so screwed up in the head that they're not really dangerous unless you are stupid enough to have anything to do with them. He'd point out is that most of the critters in the movement, you could not even trust to poison pigeons in the park. Couldn't trust them at all to do anything. I mean, essentially, they're just retards, okay? They're idiots. They're not to be trusted. But anyway, getting on with it. Joe Blow, I sort of worry about Joe Blow because sometimes that bastard likes spamming the crap out of this webpage. He's not really missed. He's another mamzer that is not missed. But anyway, what you found out, one mud shark found out a week and a half ago that this hardcore unemployable named JT Reddy, who she invited into her house and probably into her body and into her bed, went ahead and he went nutsoid when she told him it was time to get his worthless ass out. And you go ahead and you listen to 911 calls. You go ahead and say, that's my boyfriend, JT Reddy, and he's tearing up my house. Oh, no, he got a gun. Oh. And you hear a sound, spoiler, that reminds me of the time I went ahead and ran over a dog in a big old 1969 Bonneville. It was a good-sized dog, but then again, a 1969 Pontiac Bonneville was a good-sized car. And it just went ahead, and the dog made a little yelp, and you go ahead and you hear it going just past the, crunch, 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 crunch. Essentially knew the dog was dead. The dog got one last yelp here when it realized it screwed up by going ahead and crossing the road in Georgia, in Heard County, which is, northeast, really east of Atlanta, rural county, Heard County. Both white trash and, filled with, rural rednecks and niggers. rather quiet place. I think the county school is Franklin. I was heading home after a hard day trying to sell books door to door, and I ran over a dog. There were a bunch of them. I guess there was a pack of wild ones that were crossing the road or something like that. They got run over. I ran over one. Didn't really swerve, just ran right over one. Plenty of good sized car, Bonneville back then. And she went ahead, she made a yelp. And you go ahead, you listen to the 911 call, and you hear these people going ahead and whining and pissing them off. You go ahead and hear the speeder girl, and by her little anguished voice, when she tells about how this maniac, J.T. Reddy, has just shot her mud shark mother, her beaner sister, her beaner niece of about, 15 or 18 months, the beaner sister's wigger boyfriend, and then finally shot the worthless bastard, J.T. Reddy. You go ahead and you hear in real life that, yes, someone made a big mistake by having something to do with J.T. Reddy. And Los Angeles Mud Shark paid for it with her life and her, you know, her daughter's life and a number of other people here. Well, I have a call waiting. I'm going to go ahead and I'm not going to go ahead and answer it right now. Anyway, folks, what happened? She found out the hard way that J.T. Reddy was a worthless, evil piece of shit. And she paid for it with her life. Now, she might have figured out when she seen the gun, because she seen this tarred with a gun. So essentially, I guess she'd never seen it pointing at her. And by the time she figured out that this is not a good sign, it was too late to say anything other than he's got a gun. Oh! And then all goes dead here. She found out too late what most of these bowel movement tards are about. Now, one of the things that amuses me is that J.T. Reddy told this piece of shit blogger that he was half Jewish on his mother's side, and he went ahead and told, Hattie Meerkat of all people, that the reason his eyes looked slanted was that he had Tay-Sachs here, a.k.a. he was a Jew, and Hattie didn't seem to pick up on it. Of course, Hattie's a witless meerkat. Unless you're talking about Covington or Edgar Steele, he's not going to go ahead and pick up on that. But anyway, I've heard, you know, I've gone ahead and I have Liar Bill Most Enough to Clueless coming on the Manzer Barrel, and essentially the tard is just whining and whining and whining about me. And folks, I went ahead and ordained the piece of shit. He begged and begged and begged and begged, and, John Britton remembers a little bit different. He was going to beg John Britton. But since I lived in Missouri, it was 300-some miles away, closer than, 1,600 miles away. He went down. He got what he wanted. He left. And I'm not surprised at this piece of shit doing what he did. In the world, Hattie has an unhealthy obsession with everybody. Everybody who doesn't agree with him. But anyway, I heard from one of my sources that my good old nemesis, Brian Rio, a.k.a. Sword Manzer, a.k.a. Old Nigger Lips, the Manzer from Mentor, he has had a homosexual fixation on, at least two people that I know of. One is Pastor John Britton, and the other is old Victor Switzer. Now, I call Victor Switzer probably an Anglo mestizo. It turns out that old Victor was. Now, Victor had gone ahead and come up before he got run off the stumble in and banned here because he was spotting for Brian Rio. He came up with this crap about how my mother, Martina Samuelson, was a Jewess of some sort on the Lone Prairie. And the fact of the matter is that she was anything but. She's sort of silly. And, she's always had the mentality of about an 8-year-old because her mother abused her pretty badly. And, I do love my mother. I sort of have a little bit of trouble honoring her because she's sort of silly. and she's not very loyal to my dad or my dad's memory, so I have a little bit of problem with that. I had a big old fight with my brother in 2001 when he went ahead and said he was glad to go sent dad to prison. And then I went ahead and told this to my mother. Mike said that he's glad the government sent dad to prison. She said, well, I'm glad the government sent dad to prison, too. And so I was a little bit annoyed at my mother. But then again, I mean, she's just being honest. She's somewhat of a tard. But here she is. She's, I know her ancestry. My ancestors, both the Samuelsons and the Swensons and the Svensons and the Ericssons, all came from southwestern Sweden around the town of Helsingborg, which is right on this Kattegat entrance to the Baltic. And you have across the fortress, the Danish fortress of Elsinore. And I've been to Elsinore, and I've been to Helsingborg. And you have about a 3-mile channel where essentially the Baltic is constricted around the island of Zealand. Not New Zealand, but Zealand. And in any case, both the Samuelsons, Svensons, Svensson, Ericssons, and the Lindstedts came from southwestern Sweden. So actually, they aren't really Swedes. They're more like Geats who are related to the Danes. You know, the story of Beowulf is the story of this Geatish prince named Beowulf who goes ahead and visits his Danish cousins who moved from southwest Sweden into what became Denmark, into Angling, in order to go ahead and take care of a monster problem somewhere around 525 or so. Or maybe, no, I'm sorry, 425 B.C. Anyway, so here she is. She's not a Jew at all. In fact, the place where there's the fewest amount of Jews is the central prairie of North and South Dakota. I mean, it's essentially, it can be a fertile land if you know what you're doing, and you're raising cattle, and you're raising upland wheat, and maybe a little bit of corn when the rains are good, and you have irrigation. But no, it's not a place where a Jew would find himself at home, find much to steal. And my mother used to slop hogs here, and we used to kill and raise pigs like crazy here, and my mom did like eating quite a bit of bacon. So anyway, Victor Switzer comes up with this crap how Samuelson is a Jew name, but Fink, short for Finkelstein, is not a Jewish name. He runs off. A month or so later, in February, Finkelstein goes ahead and Victor Switzer goes ahead and he abruptly disappears around February 12th or February 13th of 2011 from Finkelstein's forum. He runs off. And then on the News Guy show, you go ahead and you hear where essentially Finkelstein doesn't say anything about Victor Switzer, but on News Guy show, Victor Switzer last year goes ahead and says, somebody went ahead and revealed Victor Switzer's name and got him in trouble with the fire department around where he works, around Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Anybody didn't blame me. Well, folks, I might have done that to old Victor Switzer. Victor Switzer was not a friend of mine, but essentially, I'm not going to go ahead and reveal Victor Switzer's name. But I didn't go ahead and call it. Brian Rea went ahead and called, and the reason he called is that Victor Switzer didn't want to have homosexual relations with Brian Rea. So around the end of the year, here comes Victor Switzer. He's showing back up here when Brian Rea isn't showing back up. And in the last couple of days, I've got the message is that Brian Rea went ahead and was digging in Victor Switzer's great-grandparents' names What happens? We found that Victor, one of Victor Switzer's great-grandparents, was a full-blooded hacksaw or shit-ass Indian from No Weapon Tribe. And what happens? Old Victor Switzer's relatives went ahead and told old Victor that Brian Rea had been sleeping around there. I guess old Brian Rea went ahead and said, I'm going to reveal you as a Manzer if you don't go ahead and give me what I want. Your sweet ass, you know, Victor Switzer. And what happens? Old Victor Switzer freaked out. And he went ahead and said that he threw Christian Dandy. No one from Christian Dandy or the movement is to go ahead and contact him as Victor Switzer on his Facebook page, on his MySpace page, or via his email anymore. He has had enough of playing Christian Dandy. He's had enough of playing all these sort of games. Now, I don't feel sorry for Victor Switzer. Victor Switzer was, essentially, he was a Manzer. He knew what was in his family tree, and he wanted to go ahead and play good white man, just like most of the Manzers over on the Monkey Barrel want to play as well. When they're not. You have all these characters running around. So I got to go ahead and laugh at essentially Victor Switzer going ahead and being preyed upon by Brian Rea twice. And folks, are you going to go ahead and hear from Finkelschini, no more Brian Rea? And the answer is no. Anymore you're going to hear from Carolyn Yeager, I'm cutting my links to, well, Rabbi Finkelschini or William Fink. She's not. Essentially, this movement is nothing more than Mamsers and Jew Boys and the rest who are playing a game. That's all they're doing. And so, most of you characters who are in this movement are liars, you're fools, you're Zogbots, you're Mamsers, some cases Jew Boys. You're playing a game. You're playing a game of let's pretend. And the problem is that here you are, it's sort of like going to a Klan meeting and 2/3 of the membership are from various law enforcement agencies, both federal, state, and local. And what you're doing is you're playing a game and all along you're being recorded, you're being spied upon, you're being essentially, used. But you think you're going to go ahead and use somebody else. You think that you're going to go ahead and fool Yahweh? Now, going ahead and fooling Tards, Wigger Tards, is not that difficult. Never has been. So how do you go ahead and survive this foul movement? Well, what happens is that Lisa Menderoff, Mudshark, she could have survived JT Reddy by simply not getting so lonely for some pecker that she goes ahead and picks up some loser who's been fired from his job at the AutoZone. Some loser with no means of support, a whole bunch of illegal weaponry which the Zog Pigs are giving him. She must have seen these guns before. She must have seen that he had a bad temper. She must have seen this character was a loser and a liar. But she sort of thought that she was safe until, one Wednesday afternoon when she said, he's got a gun! And that was that. And she paid for her stupidity, not only with her life, but her daughter's and granddaughter's, daughter's boyfriend's life, for stupidity. And I don't feel sorry for her. I mean, what JT Reddy did because he's a psychotic asshole, I'd probably go ahead and do by design because it needs to be done during this great tribulation, which is upon us. But what we have more and more and more and more essentially are the sounds of a regime dying. What do you do with people? What do you do with the regime which is dying? The answer is you go ahead and you pull yourself out. Oh, by the way, I got a letter from the Department of Revenue they're going to go ahead and kick me off the ballot, which means that I'm going to have to file a lawsuit, and I'm probably going to ask the state of Missouri be terminated as a state because essentially it refuses to hold open, free, fair, honest elections, and therefore it really shouldn't exist because it's not a representative form of government. So essentially, I guess I'm going to have to go ahead and pay $350 and start a lawsuit here. I guess they went ahead and waited for about a month before they decided they were going to do something about it. But anyway, there's only a remnant in Christendom or Christian identity or in the movement. But the thing about it is that this remnant is not going to be above ground. Essentially, what happens is that most of the real movement, most of the real church, is underground. And pretty well, they have gone ahead and found out that there's no saving Zog and there's no reason to go ahead and save Zog. So, what to do? And the answer is you can go ahead and survive Zogling Wiggers, you can go ahead and survive Zogling Mamsers, you can survive Zogling Ass Clowns simply by not having anything to do with them. Listening to Engeldon / Steve Brower, listen to Liar Bell, Mumps, Nuts, the Clueless, listen to Jeremy Visser, listen to all these liars. Why in the world should I be altogether so hurt when a Mamser or a Jew or a Melungeon acts like a Mamser, a Jew, a Melungeon, or a Zogbot? Why are you surprised that a pig acts like a pig, or a goat acts like a goat, or a Jew acts like a Jew? Do you think that any of these critters will go ahead and have any loyalty to you because you're so special? And the answer is no, you're not. The best way to go ahead and survive the bowel movement is essentially to not rise above it, but to go ahead and get below it. Get below it and save your own life. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a couple-minute break and wait for Russ to go ahead and give me a call. I guess he's feeling better. Maybe he can go ahead and say how he is feeling in New Zealand. And, well, essentially, there was nothing much going on Sunday other than what I found out about Brian Reel. But, folks, I'm not surprised at Brian Reel wanting to go ahead and essentially blackmail some other Mamser tard for a little bit of man quiff, you know, queef here. I'm not surprised at all. And, folks, you're so much better off when you go ahead and have nothing to do with it. And you know, just like old, old Lisa Mendros found out that essentially there's some critters you want to invite into your life. Well, Victor Switzer, not his real name, found out there are some Mamsers and some tards and some so-called Christian identity pastors and Melungeons and pisser possums that you should not invite into your life, even if you are a Mamser. Folks, we're going to go ahead and take a short break. Hail Victory. Hello, Russ.
Hey.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Okay. Talk sort of slow. A couple times you broke up last week here, or last Thursday. So how you doing today?
Pretty good.
Are you rested up from New Zealand?
Over that time zone change, it's incredible. You know, Martin, coming back, I had to go through two back-to-back red eyes. A red eye from New Zealand to Los Angeles, a red eye from Los Angeles to Charlotte. So it just takes a while to get over, that's all, you know.
Well, when you're going from west to east, it's even worse than when you're going from east to west.
For some reason, you're absolutely right.
Let me just tell the reason. I don't know if you ever read Around the World in 80 Days, but essentially if you're going from west to east, you will gain a day when you go ahead and you go around the world. If you go from east to west, you will lose. You will lose a day. And what happens in the book, Jules Verne, he was sort of like the Michael Crichton of his day. He went ahead and pointed out. He went ahead and pointed out that old Phineas Frog thought he lost the bet, and then he went ahead and remembered it was actually only 79 days that he'd been gone. So he goes ahead and shows up at the club and wins his wager of 50,000 pounds or whatever, good deal of money, and what, 1880, something like that. Jules Verne was a Michael Crichton of his day. I was looking on Amazon Kindle to Journey to the Center of the Earth with Arne Sacterson and Big Old Dumb Hands and the Professor and all these other people and the duck, Gertrude. And essentially, it reminded me, this movie, which was made in the, late 50s, reminded me a good deal of the movie Congo made in the 1990s, by Michael Crichton about an expedition to a far-off place which is dangerous. And essentially, Jules Verne was the Michael Crichton of his day, better than 100, about 120 years ago or so, 130 years ago. But if you go ahead and you're going from east to west, what you're doing is that you are going, in the plane around 600 miles an hour, and pretty well the time zone is about 1,000 miles because you have 24 time zones here. Essentially, what you're going to do is if you leave at, say, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're going to go ahead and get there at maybe 6 o'clock in the evening.
Let me tell you how
it works. But if you're flying from, say, Newark to, say, Franklin, on the Rhine here, what happens is you're going to go ahead and lose 8 hours of sleep. So that's going to go ahead and affect you going from west to east, a lot more than east to west.
When you cross the international date line, here's the way it works. You leave on Tuesday, you arrive on a Thursday. That's the way it works. It takes 2 days to cross the dayline, basically.
Well, it doesn't really, but it goes ahead and in addition to the jet lag, you end up going ahead and feeling the difference in the time zones. You go ahead and you lose that many hours, that many time zone hours of which you go ahead and cross. So, essentially, if you're going ahead and going from, say Frankfurt to Newark, back to the States like I was, you're only going to go ahead and lose about 3 hours, even though it's going to feel like it's only
you lose a day. It's just that simple.
Yeah, well, you don't lose as much if you're going from east to west. Anyway, let's go ahead and sell one thing. You did not take your Jack-O-Lane juicer with you, and you did not juice a sheep or an emu or a wombat or anything, did you?
You know what they have there in New Zealand? They have these deer farms. Mm-hmm. Just these orientals, like the velvet off the deer horns. I guess they view it as being an aphrodisiac or something like that. And they have these farms that raise deer for the horns and stuff like that.
Well, gooks and the rest here, why heck? They just think that everything's going to go ahead and stimulate their pecker here. You didn't go ahead and juice a red deer or his horns or nothing, though,
good,
did you? Right?
They're all behind big old fences, as you might expect.
Okay. So the answer is no. You didn't juice anything major when you were in New Zealand, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Hey, what's more important is that this deal in Greece, from what I understand, they may go bankrupt next month.
they're bankrupt already. The question is whether or not they're going to go ahead and admit that they've been bankrupt for years and years and years, and now whether or not they're going to go ahead and pay the price in Germany. in France pretty well. Pretty well, the people of France said screw, went ahead and said screw paying the bankers back. Pretty well in Greece, they said screw paying the bankers back. And then, over the weekend, you went ahead. He had found out, well, it was J.P. Morgan, went ahead. Here they were on the forefront of saying, you cannot go ahead and regulate our little bets for derivatives. And since they found out that they've already lost $2 billion, and essentially they're still holding these bad bets. And what they're talking about essentially is that they're admitting that they cannot regulate themselves. And just like, well, when they needed the money 4 years ago, they're just going ahead and playing the game of we will go ahead and privatize any profits we make on a bogus bet, and we'll make the taxpayer pay for any of the bets we lose on essentially the equivalent of guessing which fly is going to go ahead and fly off a Jew's turd, you know, first. Essentially, all these things are nothing but bets. They're just nothing but bets, which are not banked, you know, backed by anything. Right?
You're right, and they're leveraged.
And they're leveraged. Essentially, what happens is these banks have gone ahead, essentially counterfeited currency by going ahead and making a loan to themselves, and then, well, hey, they're not going to go. They're making a loan to themselves among their little fellow Jew banksters. And essentially, we the taxpayers are supposed to go ahead and pay for these bogus bets here. And what you have in Greece, and what you have in France, and what you have all the air places is that, you know, not only are there some real debts, there's also these bogus debts. And these banksters are insisting that the taxpayer, the German taxpayer, go ahead and fund that. And pretty well, the one who's been the hardest ass about austerity, old Angela Merkel, she has gone ahead and lost in the province of, Westphalia, a couple of days ago. She went ahead and lost in the province of Westphalia her majority for the Conservative Party of Germany. She's gone ahead.
This is something on her, you know.
So she's going, I mean, essentially, all these people are insisting upon paying the banksters are losing. Anybody who goes ahead and insists upon paying the banksters, they are losing as well. But the problem of it is that these people in Greece and these people in France and these people all over, they want to go ahead and run deficit financing so they can go ahead and pay for all these bureaucrats, they can pay for all this government that they really cannot pay for normally through taxation. So as a result, you end up having the people going ahead and repudiating these people, but these people still want these government bonds. And on the other hand, who's going to go ahead and loan anybody money after you've gone ahead and said, we're not going to pay you, we're not going to pay you, we're not going to pay you? So essentially, it looks like there is brewing up a perfect storm that's going to be worse.
Could be the summer.
Yeah, in the summer.
Summer. Who knows?
Yeah. I got a letter Saturday, or maybe today, from the Missouri Department of Revenue. I guess I'm going to end up having to file a lawsuit. I think I'm going to go ahead and ask in U.S. federal court that the state of Missouri essentially be, well, abolished because it doesn't have a representative form of government.
State federal court, 11th Amendment, can't do it. Look into it.
Well, maybe you can, maybe you can't. I mean, essentially, I went ahead and talked to these people from the Department of Revenue, and I said, look, folks, if you want to go ahead and disengage elections, you know, from paying taxes here, I think the most white people would far rather not, you know, not bother voting, especially if they don't have to go ahead and pay any taxes here. And pretty well, I'm going to go ahead and bring up my previous lawsuit about how I'm not allowed to run for state or federal government because I'm a, quote, white supremacist. And therefore, why in the world should I or anybody else file any taxes? Why should white people pay for a government which is run by Jews for the benefit of niggers? Right?
Martin, tell you what, I want to take off right now.
Okay. Well, anyway, what do you think of old Brian Rio going ahead and, you know, pretty well going ahead and digging into his wannabe lust mate, Victor Switzer's background, and then finding out he has a red nigger in there and trying to blackmail him to go ahead and get some man booty. You know what I mean?
I don't know what to think about that stuff.
Well, I think it's sort of funny that old Brian Rio here, I mean, he's still up to his old tricks here. I think he's an anti-racist activist myself here. But
okay.
Anyway,
yeah.
You would believe Brian Rio would do something like that, don't you?
Brian Rio would do anything. He's a snake with two heads. He'll do anything.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you later, Russ, okay?
Bye.
All right. Hail Victory. Anyway. Okay, folks, I don't think that is the real Logan Hunter 88, okay? I'll go ahead and let's see. Okay, well, Walmart throwdown. All right, folks, I'm back. I went ahead, I guess I accidentally hung up on myself, or essentially the thing just went ahead and died on me. I don't know what the deal is here. The story Walmart throwdown. Folks, when you've been in the movement as long as I am, you'll have all these critters running around making a challenge like Brian Rio did. Before I found out it was Brian Rio, he went ahead and challenged me to a mixed martial arts. I was supposed to drive up to somewhere to Ohio to fight with Brian Rio at mixed martial arts here, which Brian Rio was studying. And essentially, I couldn't just grapple him and, wring his neck or anything like that. No, I was supposed to go ahead and fight mixed martial arts. He was challenging me. So I didn't go ahead and somehow drive up to Ohio somewhere and go ahead and fight. Critter, I only knew sword mams or Wiles, a big coward. Liar Billy pulls the same crap. Trader Glenn Miller, he pulled the same crap. On April 3rd, 2004, I went ahead and went up to Chuck E. Cheese. And Trader Glenn Miller was talking about what a big coward I was because I didn't show up at the Aurora Walmart. And Trader Glenn Miller went ahead and admitted that he had what? Supposedly 12 of his Klan buddies, his parole agents, his handlers from the Federal Witness Protection Program, what have you. some SmackDown. So generally, what I do is I just tell these tards is that, well, folks, if you're going to make the challenge, I need to know who you are. And since you're going to go ahead and make the challenge, I get to decide the weaponry and the grounds. And, well, when Liar Bill Mumps Nuts the Clueless was going ahead and making a big old challenge, I just simply said, well, I'll tell you what, gelding knives, real pace is my living room, no witnesses, no rules. And old Mumps Nuts goes ahead and talks about how brave he is and how tough he is and all that sort of thing. The truth of the matter is old Mumps Nuts is about, 4 or 5, 6 inches shorter than me. He weighs probably more than I do. But, and he's sort of fat. He'd have to waddle real quick, or I could probably catch Liar Bill the Clueless, even with a bad leg. So I'm not really scared at all of Liar Bill Mumps Nuts the Clueless. End up having some heifer named Cynthia Keene. I guess she's sort of notorious. She got outed by NSM, and she went in, challenged me. I said, all right, well, okay. Cynthia Moncrief, Cynthia Keene, CI Skinbird Tard, whatever. I want to go ahead and challenge you to a tit ringing contest here. I'll use Opal's old 1920s Maytag with a tit ringer. You go first. He said, well, at least go ahead and come to Springfield, Missouri. I said, I can't go ahead and get the Washington, the old washing machine and the tit ringer into the geo. You'll still have to come down here if we're going to go ahead and have a tit ringing contest. And I do not take any of these characters seriously. Why should you? They want to play a game of I'm tough, I'm tough, I'm tough, I'm tough, and they're not tough. If they were tough, they would go ahead and give you the real names, give you where they really live. Instead, all they do is cyberstalk. And then talk about how brave and how tough they are. Well, folks, you're not scared of critters like that, okay? Okay, well, you didn't scare Logan away here. I mean, essentially, you were, a tard. I didn't think it was the real Logan Hunter. I went ahead and tried to call the real Logan Hunter. Okay. So, let's see. I'm going to go ahead and look at the chat real quick here. but old Rustler, he did believe that old Brian Real was capable of anything here. Folks, I got to laugh because old Victor Switzer knew that he was a Manzer. He knew that he wasn't white. He knew a number of things. He knew that he wasn't for real. There's this guy over on, I guess he calls it the Beer Barrel. I call it the Manzer Barrel. He's been all butthurt. Because about, 3 months ago, had a Skype, invitation with Jet Rank and Mike John and APOC and Rust, character here, and she had a beaner name, and she was, a beaner cougar in the late 30s, early 40s. He had a picture of her, and she looked like a beaner. She did look like a beaner. She had a picture of a beaner here, which she pretty well kept herself up, but she looked like a beaner. And let me see. Who else did you have? You had Man Against Time. He went ahead and said that he was a Hungarian attorney at law. And I said, Hungarian, huh? Okay, well, you do know that you're descended from the Magyars. Well, who are the Magyars? I explained to them that the Magyars were the cousins of these Khazars, who were their cavalry. When Stanislaus, who was Prince Vladimir of Russia's great-grandfather, went ahead and pretty well broke the Khazar power Now these cousins of the, you know, cousins, the Magyars of the Khazars, were free to go ahead and essentially move on west into Hungary. And they became known as Magyars. That's why they end up having, just like the Finns, they end up having slant eyes. They end up having a number of features, and that's why you have so many Jews in Hungary and Romania. You know, when they talk about blood-sucking vampires, they're really talking about Jews. So anyway, man against time, he's all butt hurt, and he had to go ahead and tell me a while later, I'm not a Hungarian. I'm not a Magyar. I'm an Austrian. Okay, well, you were Hungarian before you knew what that implied. Now you want to claim to be an Austrian. I'm not going to argue with you. Essentially, if you go ahead and you tell me stuff here, so like, Mike John of Jet and John, or formerly of Jet and John. I'm not quite sure what Mike John's doing. He went ahead and revealed that he was, just like old Victor Switzer, he was 1/8 or so red nigger. And the critters at VNNF called him Chief Running Fucktard and essentially drove him off of VNN with a lot of ridicule. That was about, what, 3-some years ago or so? They ran him off because they found out that, you know, hell, he had some teepee crawler in him. So here's Victor Switzer. Essentially, I figured out he's probably an Anglo-Mestizo. Here he is with Visser, who, well, is obviously an Anglo-Mestizo, but also a Melungeon. And here he is, and he knows what he is. And Brian Rio has already gone ahead and outed him to his boss to where he nearly loses his job. And then Brian Rio tries to go ahead and blame it on me on the News Guy show. And I explain, is it no? I might go ahead and reveal out, Victor Switzer. But on the other hand, I might not. You see, once you go ahead and you tell a secret, you no longer have that secret to hold as a club over some Mamzer or Jew boy's head. But Brian Real, he's just hot to trot. And so he goes ahead and he doesn't go ahead and get any of Victor Switzer's mangina. And so he goes ahead and tells on Victor Switzer to his boss, and nearly gets him fired from some small fire department around Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And the guy says, well, I'm not going to go ahead and hang around Christian Dairy. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. Promises boss here that he's not going to think any wicked racist thoughts. And then, toward the end of last year, he goes ahead and you hear him on old Finkelschini's forum. He's a line bastard, came up with the crap about, Rabbi Samuelson, all this other good, happy horse shit. To which these goofy bastards are just ever so apt to go ahead and say whatever the heck they want. It doesn't really matter to me, because it's not true. But he went ahead and he got banned from stumbling because essentially Liar Bill and Pisser Possums and the rest, Liar Bill was spotting to go ahead and get Stumbling taken down, and to go ahead and get, well, the beer barrel taken down. And as a result, I was deleted by Jaybird. Now, this James Herndon went ahead and kicked me off. All the gear deleted my file. Now, he didn't have to do that. He could just simply put the thing onto a secret admin eyes only, but he didn't want to do that. He's already pulled this crap twice, once on the Bear Barrel, before that on Stumble In 2007, to where he wants to be the boss. He wants to go ahead and buy the software, and then he goes ahead and he doesn't want to be that anymore. He wants to go ahead and marry his Mexican honey in Baytown, Texas, which is, about 25 miles east of Houston, sort of suburb of Houston. It's on the, essentially it's on the Gulf. That's why it's called Baytown. And essentially he marries a beaner. I guess has children by this beaneress. So essentially he's a wigger who's a race mixer. wanting to play good white man. He goes ahead, he pulls this crap in 2007, goes ahead and gives it away to Breckinridge Elkins and said, and then he doesn't want to go ahead and own one. But then he wants to go ahead and own one. And from what I gather, in both cases, he plays a little game. I don't want to play, but he doesn't provide the actual V-Bulletin Forum license for which other people paid. This is the sort of game these characters play. And what he did, he just simply went ahead and deleted the entire thing. And APOC said, don't be mad, Lindstedt here. What happens is that, well, we'll go ahead and make you a moderator. We'll go ahead and bring back your forum. We'll go ahead and do this, do that. And I said, don't worry. I mean, essentially, I want to sort of vacation from the internet. From around March to the end of June, I had a vacation somewhat from the internet because Brian Real was going ahead and taking down the pages. I wanted to go ahead and prove that Brian Real was an evil Will Manzer, but he was affiliated with Eli James and with Bill Fink, and essentially here are these anti-racist Manzers and these Jew boys essentially were censoring people. And I have a recording that Eli James and Brian Real were going to go ahead and censor NIMBUSTERS. They're calling the Chicago FBI on NIMBUSTERS. Essentially, that's not normal white behavior. Because normal whites know that essentially getting people censored and kicked off is not something that you want to do or have happen. So essentially, you go ahead and you let these Manzers have all the fun that they want. You don't worry about them at all. Okay? So, any case, where was I? Well, it looks like Andy is going to go ahead and hit the gym. Okay, where was I? In any case, over the past years, what you do is you go ahead and let these critters be themselves. I got a laugh over at the Manzer Barrel that they want to go ahead and pretend to be good white men, but they're not. They're just Jew tards. They just go ahead and they're letting on Liar Bill, who they banned because he was spotting for Brian Real, and he went ahead and took down the forum, and they're letting Brian Real's spotter get back on the forum. And they let him go ahead and talk about, how it wasn't him, it wasn't him, it wasn't him, and they know damn well that it was. When here's this rough character here. She's a beaner cougar. I don't think APOC's getting any pussy from her because supposedly she lived in Mexico. Of course, Mexico is heading toward Arizona all the time. But here she is running around and saying that the deal was off because Brian Rio's behavior cut the deal to where I'm no longer a moderator. And therefore, I need to go ahead and simply allow these people to call me a child molester and a criminal and an FBI Zogbot and all this other good, happy horse shit. And folks, it doesn't matter to them. It doesn't matter to them that charges had to be dismissed here. Whereas I can go ahead and show posts by these people, I can go ahead and show criminal records, which would make normal people figure out these characters are Zogbots. But does it matter to them? The answer is no, it don't. It really don't. And the reason is because of the Genesis 315 hatred. But you have these people pretending to be white, and they're not. Now, am I asking for a DNA test? And the answer is no, I'm not. I most certainly am not at all. I would think it would be enough for you folks, if you want to go ahead and pretend to be good white men, or pretend to be someone who is at odds with the government, that you go ahead essentially act like you are at odds with this government, that you go ahead and hate its police, that you go ahead and hate its foreign policy, you go ahead and hate that essentially it's ass to mouth with the Jews, you go ahead and hate the fact that you end up having a foreign-born Kenyan nigger who essentially last week went ahead and announced gay marriage. We're going to go ahead and impose gay marriage. So where essentially faggots get to go ahead, and they don't produce anything, but they get to go ahead and have the same, quote, rights to essentially public tax dollars as a system which was set up to make sure that white children were able to go ahead and continue the current regime. Social Security, for example, by Democrats and Republicans, has been expanded to go ahead and allow third world beaners coming to this country to go ahead and collect Social Security payments when they have not paid a single thing in. Trust fund has been looted essentially for the same reason. And now they're whining that, well, in order to pay for our wars, this is what the Republicans are doing. They're trying to go ahead and go through the back door to restore their little wars in Afghanistan, the rest of these places, their little war profits, their little, oh, no-bid contracts. They're trying to go ahead and maintain deficit spending for their little war machine to where they go ahead and get the money, and they go ahead and cut Social Security, they go ahead and cut Medicaid, they go ahead and cut all these other programs. Essentially what boils down to is that what you have is just nothing but thieves going ahead and stealing while no one is minding the store. And right now, I mean, they were talking about this Jackie Diamond of Wells, J.P. Morgan, talking about how we do not need any regulations for our derivatives. So essentially what happens is they've lost $2 billion in these bogus debts over the last couple of days. The hemorrhaging can continue because the bogus debt is still on. Essentially, just like what? MF Capital, which went ahead and stole from depositors' accounts to go ahead and pay Wells Fargo with stolen money. This is allowed. Folks, why in the world should anybody hold any money in? Why should you, if you have some money, do just like the rich people did in the 30s? And what they did is they just simply took their money out of the banks. They took their money out of everything. They went ahead and bought, because the Depression was made for Jews, to go ahead and buy farms and factories and everything else productive on 10 cents on a dollar. Why shouldn't you just simply hunker down with your capital and essentially live a life of ease doing nothing? While Zog goes ahead and falls apart. Can a nigger go ahead and run a wheat farm? Nope. Can a beaner go ahead and run a packing plant? Nope. Folks, what's going to go ahead and save the white race is civil war, absolute, total civil war. That's why I got to go ahead and laugh at old Shitty Boob / Kentucky Chomo Melange. And here's some character, essentially an unclean criminal of some sort, and you know he's probably a sex pervert because, folks, normally, a place, you know, the Kentucky state government does not pay its criminals any money unless there's a reason to do so. What's the only reason to do so that I can think of? Well, because it's cheaper to go ahead and pay out a chomo check than it is for involuntary civil commitment, which will cost $90,000 or $100,000, whereas a chomo check might only cost $10,000 or $12,000 a year. There is this character, a thoroughly unclean, sanctimonious, self-righteous character who doesn't want to go ahead and give us a real name, doesn't want to go ahead and say who it really is. Go ahead, not only call me a child molester, but call me a Zog. agent provocateur. Okay, Kentucky Chomo Malengin, okay, APOC, okay, the rest of you targ. What does the FBI need to know about the Manzer barrel that they can't go ahead and read from you fucktards already? Does the FBI need to know that most of you are Manzers, large percentage of you are Jews, that some of them are Kentucky Chomo Malengins, that one of them is my mumps nutted, alleged niglet niece molesting bell priest from St. Louis, who only lasted about, what, less than 3 days? Now, folks, I got to admit, I went ahead and ordained it. It took me 6 months, you know. I went ahead and was able to go ahead and read its private messages from stupid number two because it's stupid enough to go ahead and click the remember me button. So from October to January 1st or 2nd, I was able to go ahead and read its private messages. And with old mumps nuts, all mumps nuts live for is just going ahead and trying to censor or ban people that it don't like, while at the same time telling how much they love, you know, love them. There's some, you know, there's some Uyghurist named Lethal Lee. There's old Mumps Nuts. He's a moderator. He's trying to go ahead and ban old Lethal Lee. What he tried to do is he tried to go ahead and ban old Clunt, and, you know, Clunt, a.k.a. Debbie Downey or Bill Meerkat, for essentially being down on Roman Catholics. And what happens? He goes ahead, he bitches to Lycia, goes ahead and goes up to Jack Poot, goes up to, you know, Don Black, and then Don Black says, Clint has been a, you know, Clint Downey has been a comrade for 30 years. Essentially, you know, you might tell her that she ought to obey the laws, but essentially what it boils down to is whatever Clint wants, Clint gets. And that's the way it was. It just came down from Don Black to Jack Poot to Lycia, or a.k.a. Spermfront Haugus, telling Liar Bill, Mumps Nuts to Clueless, that essentially what Clint wants to do on Spermfront, she gets to do. Get used to it, Mumps Nuts. Get used to it. Mumps Nuts had a fit over that. He was told no. He was told he couldn't go ahead and ban old Clint Downey and her little meerkat, even though he's pretending to suck up to him. Couldn't go ahead and get done what he wanted to do. And that's all this character wanted to do. He didn't want to go ahead and build a church. He didn't want to do anything. He just wanted to go ahead, essentially, and ban or moderate or do whatever to a bunch of other fucktards. When you go ahead and look at some of these people, what they want is very, 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 oh, modest, I guess. Not very nice, but modest in a mean sort of way. So, what is there to say about people like that? The answer is nothing. When's Winstead going to retire? Hell if I know. Anyway. Well, guest number 23. Folks, you don't have to believe anything I say. That's why I got to go ahead and laugh here about people saying I'm a Zog agent provocateur. I'm telling you to not run around and accept weapons from the likes of JT Reddy. Not run around with delusions you're going to overthrow Zog Babylon. Not run around to where you're going to be gunning down beaners in the street, but in the meantime, you're going to go ahead and fly to, what, Arizona? From, say, Georgia, like Chris Drake did, and, oh, in order to prevent accidents, we're not going to allow anybody who says he's racist and he hates beaters to go ahead and show up here, much less anybody says he's going to shoot them. Folks, I'm urging you not to go ahead and plot and plan and scheme to overthrow Zog Babylon. Rather, I'm just simply saying that what you need to do is you need to go ahead and save yourself and save your family. Don't go ahead and join any organization. Old Victor Switzer, he goes ahead and finds for the second time that Brian Rio wants to go ahead and out him being a red nigger And he's, you know, he knows he's a red nigger, but he knows that Brian Reel is going to go ahead and say that he's a red nigger, he's a Mamzer, to essentially to Rabbi Finkelstein, who's a Jew, to Brian Reel, who's definitely a Mamzer, and to the rest of the wandering Mamzers of Wikipedia Talks Jew CI, unless he goes ahead and gives up his mangina for Brian Reel to get a little bit of poke. Does this make any sense to you? I mean, the first time, essentially when he's calling your boss and telling you that you're a racist who's appeared on VNNF here, and you have to go ahead and kiss your boss's dick here and kiss his ass in order to save your job, you know, promising you will not go ahead and show up on any racist website, be it VNNF, be it Finkelgenia, be it Finkelgenia's talk show program, because you figured out who went ahead and snitched it out. What is the purpose of that? What is accomplished by that? What is accomplished by going on VNNF here, especially when you know Alex Winter is going to go ahead and testify against you? If he gets the subpoena, he's going to go ahead and hang on to data long after he needs it. What is the purpose? What is the purpose of the style movement of ours? What is the purpose of it? I haven't seen any real purpose of it. The only purpose I've seen is to go ahead and let David Duke tell you how much he's going to go ahead and save the white race. The other purpose is go ahead and send $10 or $20, and, you know, as a lone wolf, but if you don't go ahead and give your name, lone wolf name and address, essentially you're not going to get anything from Metzger. What is the purpose of the bowel movement? Now, if you're really Christian identity, there's nothing wrong with you going ahead and downloading some Bertrand Compere sermons, some Wesley Swift sermons, opening up your Bible, going ahead and living a quiet, prosperous, well, quiet life, not running around, not getting your kids taken away from you, not getting your grandkids taken away from you, not doing things that I've done. There's nothing wrong with going ahead and doing that. Nothing wrong with essentially hiding in plain sight while Zog Babylon falls apart. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing that can be done about the current situation we're in at all. It's not Yahweh's will that something be done about it. You go ahead, you read that when violence filled the earth because, well, it's Peter Duncan, because of all these miscegenated people, of all these people who are replacing the Adamites in the Tarim Basin because essentially they couldn't keep the peckers in their pants. They couldn't go ahead and refrain from Peter Duncan. So as a result, when you end up having these people at war with themselves, every cell at war with themselves because they were Mamzers, and you wonder why violence filled the earth, and you wonder why Yahweh went ahead and regretted having made them in the first place, and then him deciding that, okay, well, we're just going to go ahead and save a few people and a boat, a few of the local animals. Yes, it was a great flood. I'm going to go ahead and drown out these miscegenating Adamites, the ones who didn't go ahead and stay in Europe or Western Asia, the ones who essentially are being misbred under Cain. Nope, I'm going to go ahead and just drown them out. Why? Were they white anymore? And the answer is no, they weren't. I bet if you end up having a Mamzer, you know, a Mamzer barrel or the internet, you'd have had among these misbegotten critters pretty well exactly the self-same behavior you have today. It wouldn't surprise me one bit. Why should it? Don't Mamzers act the same everywhere? In any case, folks, I'm sort of looking at what's going on. I've been yakking for about 31 minutes. I think I'm pretty well covered. I think I pretty well covered what I was going to cover for tonight's show. I'll probably go ahead and, well, I don't know. There doesn't seem to be too much call to have 4 or 5 hour shows like I used to do it. There just ain't. In any case, I will go ahead and I have a lot of, well, I had a lot of things to write. I've been sort of busy all of a sudden again, and things are going to go ahead and get busier because I'm going to go ahead and help a lot of friends. I'm going to have to go ahead and help myself. But, folks, what I see in this movement, essentially, why should anybody, I don't even see why Victor Switzer was surprised when he came back. And here's Brian Rio hanging around. Essentially, Fink didn't say, look, Brian, you're a Mamzer. You're not white. You make me look bad. Brian, I want you to go ahead and leave. And it wasn't right for you to go ahead and call up to these little towns around Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and say that, Victor was an evil racist here and essentially that you wanted him fired from his job because he's a racist. You're going to call your anti-racist activist buddies here and get him to have his job taken away. No, Brian, that wasn't good here. I think I'm going to go ahead and kick you out of my organization. Well, no, Finkelstein didn't do that. So here is happening for essentially the second time. And old Victor, he knows he has something to hide. He has a red nigger, grandparent or great-grandparent to hide. So he does go ahead and he does hide them. But little Brian is going ahead and asking old Victor's friends and family, what about this relative? What about that relative? Was he white? Was he white? Finding out that no, they were not white. And then going ahead and offering to out old Victor Switzer. And so old Victor goes ahead and essentially, like a thief in the night, has to go ahead and run again, have to run out again, telling people not to post anything more on a Facebook page. Don't post anything to my MySpace account. Don't post anything to my webpage. Don't send me any more emails. Folks, it's surprising that this ends up happening again. And it couldn't have happened to a nicer person. Well, actually, a nicer Mamzer. Go ahead and listen to Finkelstein. Essentially, tell lies with the lies hanging next to each other by just a sentence or two. I went ahead and had you look at these pictures. It was a trap. Okay, Jeremy. I took the bait. I sprung the trap. What's going to happen to me now that you've gone ahead and said that you sent two letters, and these two letters say this, and these two letters say that? Essentially, letter one is from an assistant principal, white principal, who says, old Jeremy can't go ahead and leave little white girls away. We're going to have to dope his ass up. Letter two says, well, we doped his ass up. It's not getting anywhere. Maybe we either need to cut off nut chunks from Jeremy, or we just need to expel his ass and have done with it. Which one? Folks, I'm able to go ahead and read those letters. I'm able to go ahead and infer that Jeremy, this is red nigger Paris, we're supposed to infer and did. I'm able to infer what this particular teacher meant. And folks, your visitor claiming that I am fooled. It was a trap. Well, visitor, if you knew anything about the Bible, you know it talks about people who dig traps for other people. And then, when they dig traps for other people, they fall into their own pit from which they've gone ahead and done. So anyway, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a break. And we'll be back in about maybe, 3 or 4 minutes. Hail Victory. Sounds like Negroids to me. You have me playing Negroid music. Negroids. Groids. Mm-hmm. Well, I played about 15 seconds of nigger music. I'm not going to play anything more here. Okay, well, Hattie the Meerkat is on. Well, good for Hattie. Good for Hattie. Good for Hattie the Meerkat. It's good to have a meerkat. It's so nice to have a meerkat in the house. Well, folks, I want the link here. The link is essentially the movement turd. Where is it here? Movement turd. Page 121. Folks, I do have some spies. Essentially, from what I gather, old Victor Switzer, that's not his real name, was quite upset that essentially he got, well, threatened with being outed a second time here. Well, he was outed here. I mean, essentially old Victor, you know, old Brian Rea went ahead and said that, well, hey, Victor Switzer got some red nigger grandfather in him. But old Victor went ahead and found out because his relatives were talking to Brian Rea, or somebody was talking to Brian Rea about his red nigger grandpa or great-grandpa. So he went ahead and found out about that sort of thing. Got a little bit upset about it. Not that it matters, okay? So, anyway, speed it up here. I'm not going to go ahead and, well, Booty, you go ahead and go to bed here. It looks like, essentially, I've lost a bunch of people anyway here. And that might be the good thing here. I mean, folks, maybe a two-hour show is not a bad thing, especially when you go ahead and run out of things to talk about. But what you see in this bowel movement, especially from last week, when essentially everybody was talking about J.T. Reddy. J.T. Reddy's behavior was predictable. It really was. I mean, how could anyone see that, you know, this character who essentially was telling people that he was Jewish, but, oh, do not go ahead and be racist here, but we're going to go ahead and stop beaters from entering the country, and you don't go ahead and detain anybody. And when you go ahead and join this organization, some people go to jail. Folks, how is that going to go ahead and solve anything? How is that going to solve a single thing at all? And the answer is it's not going to solve anything. It didn't solve anything. Well, it went ahead and solved old Lisa Mendoza's, you know, Mendoza's problems. It went ahead and settled them rather abruptly. Went ahead and settled a number of people's problems, including J.T. Reddy's. This guy was a screw-up waiting to happen. And it happened. You got to go ahead and laugh about someone like Brian Rea, who goes ahead and does not look even remotely white, talking about the need for perfect purity of race. And this character is not even remotely white. Here you are, old Victor Switzer. You have what? And you know you have a red digger, you know, grandparent. You're pretending that you're something like this here. Or what happens is that you are essentially a Jew lawyer who doesn't know what a Magyar was. Goes ahead and makes the admission that essentially, yes, you are a Jew lawyer. And then goes ahead and gets all mad at me for going ahead and repeating that. How's that going to go ahead and work? All righty, let me see. Let me go ahead and unmute a few other people. Okay. Well, I would say if he was a Jew boy here, he's not going to heaven. Of course, I don't think he's going directly to hell. I think he's just going to be a big fat, you know, feeding bed for worms. That's all this critter was from day one. Okay? Anyway. Oh, hell. This movement, really. This show is about recording the retardation in this movement. And actually, once you go ahead and cover that certain people are dishonest, certain people are Mamzers, and certain people are Jews, you don't have anything more to say, do you? A week or so ago, here's Linder, he's begging for money, saying that he can't go ahead and make. He's not sure he's going to be able to make. DNNF being on the internet for another quarter year. So he needs to go ahead and have at a minimum your donation of about, $100 or so. So he can go ahead and pay for the servers. And then go ahead and have enough to, have a reserve to go ahead to the next one. Oh, by the way, I'm only living on less than $500 a month. Well, that's $6,000 a year. Hell, I'm making about $10,000 a year myself. I'm not doing too badly. So, what to say? In this movement of ours, we have all these characters pretend to be white, and they're not. You know, here's Linder. Over on Stumbling, they were talking about what happened 2 weeks ago to when this dothead or this Italian or this WOP went ahead and said that Linder was a Jew and got banned. But I'd already talked about that. But what is most important here is that Trader Glenn Miller only had, what, $50 to give Linder. Back in the old days, he'd go ahead and pay $300, $400, $500 and openly say how much money he had. Now Trader Glenn Miller got all $30. What does that tell you? Your answer tells you that essentially Zog has gone ahead and decided that Trader Glenn Miller isn't to be a paymaster anymore, isn't to go ahead and send how much Zog bucks in the mail anymore. Essentially, Zog is just simply saying as a Trader Glenn Miller, you're old, you're what, 71, 72 years old, you old drunken old weasel with liver spots, you drunken old Anglum Cizo, we're not going to go ahead and have you on the front lines paying off Alex Linder. Let Alex Linder go ahead and make it as best he can on his little stipend. Essentially, people are scared over at VNNF here. They're so scared that, that Alex Linder's going to pull a bitch kiss Bill White arm like he did in December 15, 2009. He's going to go ahead and pull a Keith Harpham like he did in 2010. Now people are sort of scared that they are going to go to jail if they hang around Alex Linder. You got to wonder here. Because it's, all the forums on the internet pretend to be white nationalists, well, that's the one which goes ahead and gets people in trouble the most. So, as a result, I think people are just, you go ahead and you look through threads, you see people who are banned and banned and banned and banned by Linder. And there's not as much stuff as there used to be. Not new. Okay? Where is this at here? Oh, okay. Well, Marty was on. He was on the Gangsta Bolsheviks. And, folks, the thing about being on Kane's show, now Kane, I think, is a fucked up Jew boy. I'll admit that here. But essentially, Kane at least sort of knows who and what he is and doesn't lie. I need to go ahead and sing a song here, called I'm Looking for a Better Class of Jew Boy, or a Better Class of Mamzer, or a Better Class of Wigger. Take off on Randy Travis. Because when it comes down to it, Kane has essentially kept his agreement. I have full autonomy on my subforum on his webpage. Macrobius, who I don't think Cain likes very much, and Macrobius does not like Cain, doesn't go ahead, essentially, and censor my procedure. Stumbling allows me to go ahead and run my subform as I see fit. And is there a lot of censorship? Well, hell no. I mean, you know, really, Kentucky Chomo Melanchthon and Gelded and Puto don't show up there. Why would they? When I can go ahead and screw up their posts. Nope. What you had on the Manser Bill? What you had on the Manser Bill is essentially an agreement or a plea. Now, I'm part of Apocalypse. Oh, please, won't you go ahead and post more posts? And I'll go ahead and undo the stick niggering you got. But I'm all mad. I'm all mad because you made me go ahead and stick nigger. You know, go ahead and manually spend hours of my time, better spent on drinking here or two, manually unstick nigger all your posts. Well, why bother to do that? Just go to the admin panel. Go ahead and give me a million rep points. And go ahead and give old Puto and Visser and then Yogan minus 666,666, you know, 0.66 rep points. Essentially, once they're a stick nigger, they'll want to like pussies, of course. But they'll learn not to go ahead and do that stupid shit. You don't need to go ahead and do that. I know how to run V-Bolton for them. Do you? But no. For the past, what, 4 or 5 months, essentially every single shit skin gets to come on my subform. And not only negger at me, it doesn't really matter, but he gets to go ahead and call me a child molester. Again, again, again. Folks, it doesn't matter if the charges had to be dismissed. It's just simply nothing but hate. So do I need a dog shitting on me? And the answer is no. Now, thanks to Zenofo, Zenforo, whatever you call it, V-Bolton 5.0, I can go ahead and have a fighting rep point counter, which will ridicule these retards. And essentially, well, once they go through my 100 posts here, they're not going to be able to stick me with it anymore. So as a result, I have figured out a way to go ahead and, pretty well ridicule these goofy bastards whenever I want. So, hey, no big deal. Folks, having a humongous, meaningless negative number doesn't mean anything. What means something is having all these little, rather mean little comments still sticking on that you go ahead and renew every so often. That's what means something. I'm going ahead and looking, you end up having these politicians and the rest of them here in Missouri. See, it's coming up on May 22nd anniversary. So you have every politician going ahead and showing that Joplin is not like Casey, you know, not like Haiti. They're going to go ahead and rebuild. Okay? You're going to go ahead and rebuild Anglo Mestizoville. No big deal. It doesn't really matter when essentially your government, or the government, the state government, doesn't mean anything. Well, essentially, it doesn't have any legitimacy because it's not willing to go ahead and face an electoral challenge. It's going ahead and saying that white people cannot go ahead and run for office. White people cannot vote for other white people. Essentially, you've got to go ahead and go through the farce of elections that don't mean nothing. While the banksters go ahead and steal everything, not red hot or nailed down, and do whatever the hell they want to you. Does that mean anything? I don't think it does. Okay? Anyway. Okay. Marty defines himself through negativity. Well, folks, at least we just have Nimbus retards. It don't look like we have any pistol possums on tonight. So, let's see. Am I going ahead and yak on for... Well, I don't know if I'm going to even have a 2-hour show the way I'm going. You know, probably... Probably not here the way I'm going. So, but I'm not quite sure what to go ahead and talk about here. Reyes Victor Switzer? Let's see. Don't call me a nympard. Let's see. That ain't it. And frankly, what you've got to understand is I can't go ahead and say who went ahead and told me about what Brian Reel was up to. I imagine if you're on Finkelstein, you went ahead and heard old Victor Switzer saying, please don't talk to me. I don't want anything more to do with CI. Do not go ahead and send me anything on Facebook. Do not go ahead and send me anything on my webpage. Do not send me anything by email. I don't want to talk to you no more. What do you go ahead and do? I didn't have anything to say to Brian, to Victor Switzer for, anyway here. Anyway, okay. And on Bauer's board, too. Anyway, let's see. One of the Swamp Brothers died. Folks, I'm not sure who the Swamp Brothers are. Really don't. Well, the Swamp Brothers died. I guess I don't know who Swamp... I think I heard something about it. I'm trying to figure out if they meant anything, though. At least not to me, they didn't. Okay. Oh, okay. Alrighty. Well, what happens is that ProThink has been involved in a false flag operation. The thing about it is, though, is what these people do. What the Jews do is they know that certain people will have to go ahead and hear about Jews, so they give them, talk about Jews. Be it Elon James talking about Jews while he is one, Finkelstein talking about Jews while he is one, Emma Heiser and Brian Rio talking about Mamzers while he is one. Yeah, you'll have these people talk about this stuff. But the question is, what are you going to do about it? And the answer is, there's nothing that can be done about it. All you can do, all this show ever tells you to do, essentially, is to mind your own business, stay out of trouble, go ahead and look to save your life. Okay, so that's about it. There's nothing more. This movement. I mean, pretty well, this time last week, I got on the Gangster Bolshevik show because basically there was something to talk about, and what I talked about was, what was going over on the Monkey Barrel. There was something going on in the Monkey Barrel. Now, was there anything going on with JT Reddy? And the answer is that JT Reddy problem, essentially JT Reddy solved it. What happens? He went ahead and shot himself, shot his girlfriend, shot, his Munchart girlfriend, shot shot a bunch of, the Beaner daughter and the Beaner granddaughter and the Whigger boyfriend of the Beaner daughter. And he shot himself. Up all the mess. I mean, what? The answer is nothing. Okay? There's nothing to talk about in any of this stuff here. In the case of Eli James, well, Friday is. I did not. I really...